broadcasting from a state-of-the-art studio from 1953. It's Dead Air.
On, oh, right.
There's supposed to be intro.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I knew it wasn't going to say that. I was just saying.
I'm just saying.
Welcome back, Dead Air. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about.
My name is Bill, and I'm pretty much the best host ever to hit the broadcasting field. What up?
Well, listen, I have, like, no experience doing this, so I think I do okay. I know that you're making fun of me here. It's all right.
No, I love you.
I love you, too.
That's why I do these things.
All right. Hey, I'm just going to say it.
Say it.
619-785-3946.
And no, normally Adio's face is not in front of the camera the entire time. Sometimes you can see the rest of us. Hi!
Hey, I'm sorry. Somebody's got to be the engineer on this program.
Just to say it again for you folks. 619-785-3946.
Noobs, those are not lottery numbers.
Guess what? Get on the air right now and talk to us here on Dead Air. We have...
No, that's not it. That would be it, but nobody's calling. I'm turning on this thing. So
if you just want to talk to us, we'll be able to take your calls now here on the show. You know, this is to think of where we're at right now. I mean, let's look back at the last time that we were able to take callers. We were in a dusty studio that left for dead.
Sounded like Satan when people called in.
I mean, seriously,
oh, yeah,
there's no point to it whatsoever. This is the worst place to be. And now we moved everything. We changed everything up. So now all that we need is my bedroom, effectively. And you know why all of this is working right
boudoir.
Now?
Your boudoir. It's your boudoir.
Look, I get made fun of that enough, all right?
I love it.
The reason we're able to do this right now is because the awesome freaking power of the internet. The internet... You know, I was sitting at my work the other day. And I'm looking on my damn phone during work, because I wasn't paying attention to work. And I'm watching, like, a crystal clear baseball game right there on my phone. Like,
so we have some.
Oh, let's take them. Why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first airhead to ever call the show. Here
yes.
we go.
Hey, Dead Air, you're on. What's up?
Dead Air.
Total Air.
I'm on the air. This
yes,
is
you
B1
are.
Baldzilla. What up, guys?
Hey!
Yo! This thing works, and you don't sound like you're talking to Satan right now.
I know. Your first caller is 1,700 miles away.
That is the best.
Dude, we'll take it. I don't care.
Wait, why are you acting like it's a bad thing? That's a great thing that he's 1,700 miles away. I think that's fantastic, Baldwin. I'm proud of you. Can I point something out here? When I was doing the Best Of show, and I'm stuck in my room while all you a-holes are out having the time of your lives with your significant others, I'm sitting here in my room playing Best Of, and Baldzilla that kept me company, and we had to,
aww,
like...
Aw, lover.
We were talking about all kinds of crazy shit. I forget what it was. I don't even remember what it was, but Baldzilla had a good time that night. Thanks to you, buddy. Thanks for joining
me. Oh, I had a blast. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
that was awesome.
It was basically Baldzilla being like, this isn't working. I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Nothing's working.
I have a
working.
Question.
Go ahead.
So, what are you guys making your best friend's bracelets?
Well, he's 1,700 miles away. So.
Quimby has the most serious look on her face right now, and she has very inquisitive, very inquiring mind, like she's Leslie Stahl.
She's
this is
giving
60
you
minutes.
The Spanish Inquisition for guys.
I really
want
to know.
BFFs are very important to
actually,
me.
Actually, I think that it's actually just because Quimby has absolutely no sleep.
I have 18 of them actually.
Hey, Baldzilla, when was when did you realize what I wanted to talk about, Baldzilla? And I'm glad that you're with us.
I'm number 18.
What?
All right.
Baseball.
You rat bastard.
Wow, you guys are like cutting out.
Dude. Oh, really? It's just actually because we just threw it. You know how in police pursuits they throw those spike strips down and that the car just goes careening off the road?
Yeah, that's exactly kind of what happened right now.
You just threw a spike strip down in our train of thought. At what point for you, Baldzilla, did you realize that holy shit, the internet's amazing? We're really at the point right now where we're starting to be able to do insane things with the internet. What was your zenith moment?
My genius internet moment.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I think it was the first time I looked up Christy Canyon pics online.
Yes!
Of course.
It's always got to be the...
Actually, my first one... Now, this is how far back I go with the internet. I think my computer was run by two hungry gerbils and a wheel at the time. But
I think I had that same model.
It was called Perch.
What was this?
And it was a chat program.
What was it called?
And I used to spend... I was a chat addict when the internet first came out.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
I mean, it was nuts.
You know what? I was
just tripping out. I'm like, I'm talking to somebody from Perth, Australia.
Nice.
Right? You're like, oh my goodness, I'm talking to someone in Japan. Wait, you know English? What? Japanese people know English, too?
Yeah, that's what
impossible.
I
we had a caller from Australia, and it really threw us off, too, because I don't think that was... I think that was probably just...
Wow.
It wasn't it's not us.
I think it's Spaceboy throwing another chink at me.
Oh my gosh! I was like, what happened to the phone line?
Dialing in with his 28.8.
Gross.
America Online was a real big... Can you kill the sound, please?
Oh my god, I want to
die. That's really annoying. It was annoying enough when it actually happened, now that it doesn't have to happen
anymore.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear
it. The America Online chat rooms were like, that's where I grew up, and that says a lot about me, doesn't it? That I mean, those chat rooms were terrible. They were really just horrible hovels of awful discourse. People just trolling one another left and right. People honing their now 15-year-old rich trolling skills.
Gross.
People, you know, making wild sexual advances. ASL started to come into play there. Do you remember ASL?
Oh, no. You had to bring up the ASL.
I did.
So like every 10 seconds in a chat room.
And if there was anything...
I would always put in age plus 10 seconds.
All I know is, in the event that there was even the slightest possibility that there was a female in the chat room, they went immediately for the ASL. Like, five dudes just jumped on it. Dan Cole, I know you did that. Dan Cole listening to the chatter, I know for a fact, and don't you dare try to deny that you did that, because I know you did. Dan Cole was one of those a-holes in the chat room who was like, ASL. And I was like, oh, great, you're throwing my chances off, because I didn't do it first.
Oh, my gosh.
I was a bigger a-hole, because I just bypassed the ASL check, and I would just ask for a bus size.
Oh, my goodness.
Baldilla, thank you for calling us. Call us again. Keep that number in your Rolodex, man. We appreciate you calling us.
Keep it in the contact.
You guys got phones now, man.
Seriously.
If
we need to, we will solicit calls throughout the show this evening. And Baldzilla, thank you again.
Yay!
It worked, everyone!
It worked.
Thanks.
Quick shout out. You rock. I'm out.
Oh, thanks, man. You do
love
too.
You.
You do
love
too, buddy.
You.
So, yeah.
All right. Okay. I got to kind of... My dad used to run a BBS system.
I used to be on BBS.
Out of our home.
Yes.
It was his home business. It was a BBS system where people like come and like chat and whatever. And I remember when the internet first came out, and what we saw were pictures from space, man. My dad got Netscape. And he was like, we're on our way.
Oh, Netscape with the animated little logo in the top right. That was awesome. That was the sign that your computer was actually working for once.
Yeah.
Mine never did. I had like a Performa for the Mac. It was one of those self-enclosed little boxes that hardly worked and like often sputtered out. But as long as the little Netscape logo was still animated, you were fine.
Yeah.
Spaceboy's looking at me like, you're such a nerd right now. But I know that was like a highlight for me is when I actually had computers that work. Except all my friends built their own computers. They all built their own. So they all had, like, I'd go over, I would be, like, impressed when, like, my America Online would sign on without having to wait 10 minutes for it to do it, because, you know, my internet connection was in the basement on, like, a bad phone line on 28.8.
Super
but
weird.
I'd go over a friend's house, and they'd be, like, you know, I'd walk in, and they'd have, like, internet constantly running. I'm like, how do you do that? I can't afford that. It costs us money. They're like, no, we have a dedicated line. And then they turn on their game, and they start playing, like, Duke Nukem or Doom or something, which was great at the time. And I'm like, oh, Allard, you're playing this against someone online right now? What?
I used to play one of those games where, like, you play through a modem, and this was definitely, like, before the internet, which, thank you, Al Gore, for inventing that. I can't thank you enough. But it used to be, like, this game where I almost felt like it was, like, choose your own adventure. you know, where it's like you're walking down a hallway and now you must go through this tunnel or that tunnel. And then just continues to, like, go on and on and on. And, like, we'd run into people and they'd be like, here, I'm giving you a rose, m'lady. And you'd be like, oh, thank you, kind sir. And then you continue on your chat. Like, it's just weird crap. Weird crap. Ugh. Now that I think about it, I was like, I was 8, and there was probably some 27-year-old dude trying to get my pants. That's awesome. That's safe. That's really good.
619-785-3946. What was your favorite internet moment? Talon just raised a very good point in the chat room at deadaironkcr.com. If Spaceboy is looking at you like you're a nerd, you best power down and have someone store you in a cool, dry place. Very good point.
Having a nerdgasm.
How much?
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
I can't
doing
believe
our own
I
sound effects
said
now.
That. Yeah, so dumb and awesome.
Adio, since you hated this topic, we're going to go to you next.
I don't think that'll be a good one. Because
you have to throw me on, you throw me under the bus every opportunity you get. Anyway, this actually happened recently because I have a subscription to Netflix, and I was in on the internet before with
and
the
Cosmo.
Whole jerk with the whole Halo, the Halo and the Call of Duty and all like that. I was always in, but instant streaming movies through Netflix. That's where I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, man.
That's okay. We need to tone this down a little bit because I'm going to start firing missiles on people like countries and countries away. Because I have a PS3 and I'm pretty sure there's a hacked program that allows you to do that somehow.
Dude, the commercial says it only
like
does everything.
To play
yes.
Game?
What?
Next thing between, you know, you're killing babies in China.
Between streaming Netflix and the ability to shoot people in Call of Duty from that live in Japan or wherever the hell they live, that's just mind-boggling to me, and it will always be mind-boggling to me.
It just got so smooth, man. That's what's really crazy. I mean, I'm sitting here on my phone, and I'm watching full live sporting events. Anyway, hold on. 619-785-3946.
Totally doing that legally.
I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm just thinking to myself, my God, this is like, we have gone way past, I mean, it was 5 years ago, 6 years ago that we were really starting to get into like streaming media online, and now all of a sudden we're watching stuff on our phones and like
torrents,
downloading movies torrents with reckless abandon. I mean, you'd be lucky to find like porn really started it, I guess. Porn really kind of pushed the envelope of where we could go with streaming media,
yeah,
so to speak.
Like two girls, one cup.
Next thing you know, people like me are downloading the entire collection of the 1992 X-Men cartoon.
Remember,
do you have that?
I have like every episode like on DVD somewhere. I don't know where the hell they are.
Dude.
So weird.
Huh? Space Force eyes just lit up like he just got the secret of AFC's original recipe. He's like,
I did go.
Downloaded Bebe's Kids last night. It's awesome.
We don't
kids.
Die, we multiply.
It's a great movie.
Oh, God.
So crazy.
Faison Love is Robin Harris.
You know, yeah. I can't love believe it. I'm saying this, but Dan Cole just made a really good point. 5 years ago, I'm just kidding, Dan. 5 years ago, you used to pull up the internet, and there was like a little divot in time when right after Napster went down, where because Napster really set the bar. I mean, I got into college in 2000. I'm old, and I get onto T3, and we got a T3 line. I download like 8 movies in like 30 minutes.
Dorm
it's totally
life.
Ridiculous. I'm playing Unreal Tournament. Meanwhile, I'm downloading like 6 movies. I'm just thinking to myself, is this really, we're already here? Because really, 3 years ago, I wasn't anywhere close. Now I'm downloading all kinds of crazy shit. But there was a divot in time when Napster went down where you couldn't necessarily get anything that you wanted. Now you can get everything you wanted plus things you really didn't think existed. I'll tell you something. The music that we play on the show, as bad as it is, when I choose it, we choose it that day. I mean, we just go in and we download all of our music in like 35 minutes. Legally, of course. But it's so easy.
I just edit that part out.
It's so easy. I download off iTunes all the time, man.
Do you know, though, I did go on two internet
dates.
Wait,
you use iTunes?
I went on two internet dates before eHarmony. Through the college website called College Club.
College Club.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Go to the computer.
You actually used that?
Yeah, at the San Diego State Library. I used to go in there and then get on College Club. I went on two dates as a result of College Club. One was like pretty good, you know, but it fizzled out real fast. And then one, it was like, we're better off as friends.
You actually use that rapist and goofy using Haven?
I'd hit it off with somebody, like find people in my area, you know, and be like, see where they went to high school, stuff like that. And I'd be like, oh hey.
God.
So yeah, I met like two guys who we like just hit it off via chat. Because they're just so funny.
Now, are you instant messaging at that point?
You're using that.
Or, it was like a messaging server through collegeclub.com.
Ooh, I see. So it wasn't early like
Facebook.
Real time.
It's early, MySpace. Early Facebook MySpace.
So stupid, too. Like, now I think back and I'm like, what a freaking nerd.
There's this girl back in 1995 that I added. 95? 96? I added on my
AOL. It's so hard to tell through the drugs, right?
My AOL Instant Messenger. I've talked to her one time, and she's still on my buddy list.
I have people from 94. I have people from 1994 on my damn buddy list. I don't even know. These people are probably married and 400 pounds right now.
That's why it's always important to clean your thing out every couple of months.
I don't clean. I have emails here that I barely peruse.
I go through Cash my registered. Facebook.
No. That is not. Thank you.
I go through my Facebook at least once every 2 months, just going through like and seeing, okay, I don't talk to this person anymore. This person's a douche. This guy's an asshole. Stuff like that.
Can I just make
I can't.
Can I make a point here? This drives me nuts. And I saw a South Park episode like 4 weeks ago that just hit the nail on the head. People now, like, if you're not friends on Facebook anymore, like, oh my gosh, why did you take me off your friends list?
Because you're
why did you delete me as a friend?
Because you're a bitch. That's why.
Oh, people like think Facebook is the
real
world.
I've said that to people.
That apparently, if I defriend you on Facebook, that means we are no longer friends in real life ever.
Yes.
And then when people delete you, you have to put them on blast on Facebook. Just, you know, make it a big deal. Like, oh my gosh. So and so just defriended me. Like, who sits there and goes through a friends list if it's like 300 people and sits there and has all 300 of them memorized meticulously and then starts calling people out when you defriend them? Like,
loser.
That is the dumbest bullcrap I have ever
heard.
Say it. And
say it.
Bullshit.
Thank you.
And that's what Facebook has become. Like, now people think like, oh, look at all this stuff on Facebook. Like, everybody likes something on Facebook, so that must mean the whole freaking world loves
it. When are we going to get to a point
that's
where...
That's how much it's taken over. It's a trip.
When are we going to get to the point where there's going to be a nice couple, they're both wearing rings, but if it doesn't say that they're married on Facebook, the whole thing doesn't count? We're getting to that point.
Wow. Here's
the
like
thing.
Why aren't you in a relationship?
This is seriously.
Why don't you have your relationship status listed?
This constant need to update your status and be
completely
there.
Hey, leave me alone.
There.
Okay.
All I know is this.
I'm funny. What do you want?
It's really precluded me from being getting into. Go ahead.
What?
Cash register.
for your $600 word, that was nice.
It's really precluded me from being able to. To get in, meeting people so damn hard. When I was meeting people, I was talking to them on the phone with actual conversation that lasted for more than 2 minutes to say, hey, are you here yet? Oh, you're not? Okay, just text me when you're outside. This doesn't happen anymore. People don't have these conversations, and if they do, they're like the one person on the block that doesn't have a television in their house and exclusively reads books and listens to NPR. I'm done.
Why does it have to be NPR?
Just because people listen to NPR.
Why can't it
like
be like KPBS, okay, bro?
Isn't that the same thing?
NPR, dude. Okay. Well, shows how cool I am, guys.
Rena is seeing Conan O'Brien live down at the Spreckles Theater right now, or wherever
lucky.
The hell he's playing. That's a pretty good excuse to not be here at the show. Do you realize how close I came to getting tickets to that show? When they announced that, I woke up like an hour later, happened to check my Facebook, and I'm like, oh my god, I gotta be there. And I totally dropped the ball on it.
Wow.
I had two tickets tonight to see the new Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
Oh my god.
Which I gave away.
Oh, it looks so scary.
I gave the tickets away so I could be here with you guys.
Thank you.
Big
ups,
man.
It looks so scary.
I'd need an entire segment to explain why I hate movie remakes of movies that should not be touched.
619-785.
I saw the preview for the new Friday 13th.
619-785-3946. Call us in. Tell us your favorite internet moment, the biggest internet moment in your life.
I've been on the internet since 93, 94. I was on a BBS in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Very, very small island. Bulletin board, who are five lines, or early chat rooms.
Whoa.
Met my first girlfriend there. Met a lot of good friends there.
Wow.
Nice.
It's good stuff.
That is crazy. Yeah, like my parents, like, the BBS my dad ran, like, it was like this huge group of people. They get together every Wednesday night, mm-hmm. like, having get-togethers at the house. Now, I want to go into the details, because...
Oh, yes. I like where this is going.
No.
Try to get out of this.
All I'm saying is that BBS is... Like, I learned how to troll chat rooms at a very early age. Like... Actually, my brother used to go into chat rooms on purpose and just start talking shit, like mad shit to people. It was kind of weird. I was like, why do you just do that? And then later on in life, I get in chat rooms sometimes and like you just see those like little kids like just, la, 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 la. You're all the worst thing. La, 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 la. And then they leave. Like, it's, dude, kids are weird. Good Lord. Well, I guess nobody has any other, like, super great internet moments.
And so, no one wants to be the second caller ever on Dead Air.
That's fine.
Well,
maybe that should tell us something.
Back when I was a poor college student, I used to get my internet for free from San Diego State. I would call in one of the back doors
and use
one of their lines.
Not that kind of back door.
No, that came later.
Is that what you did actually, with the T3 line?
Actually, no. Gross. Actually, no.
T3 or TP?
Oh, God. Oh, all right.
Enough. Yeah, all right. Well, Kung Fu wants us to move
Kung on. Fu is like next topic.
Done with this one, man.
Okay, it's so I guess boring. You're the boss now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, guys, you're driving on.
We're at the mercy
now.
Of our listeners. We so, love you guys well, yeah, so much. Fine. We care. Okay, please.
This is totally funny.
Please say that again, please, one more time. Hippies. Hippies.
That's Kung Fu.
The Smashing Pumpkins are the best band in the world, and Billy Corgan is a genius.
She speaks truth.
How much did you have to pay?
Did you have the gun to her temple when you read that off?
Or? Did she lose a bet?
Definitely.
No, she's a very wise woman.
Yeah, no, she lost a bet. She lost a bet.
When Kung Fu tuned in and she's like, I'm going to be on the podcast tonight. I don't know how, but maybe Space Boy will play a drop of me that he happens to have in his arsenal here.
He has clips of so many things. He probably has stuff of you don't even know about.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're not hiding me, do you?
We'll have to see.
I'm positive.
You don't do. You have nothing. You got
so
nothing
hot.
On me, do you? If you do, show me right now. Go ahead.
I listen to our podcast, please.
Fair enough.
Okay.
619.
What's the next song?
I'm going to play it. 619-785-3946. You're listening to Dead Air. And this is Get By, Talib Kweli. I guess. You picked this, right?
Of course I did.
Okay, here it is.
Pretty Dead soon.
Air. It is. Dead Air. Maybe. Okay. Hey, check it out. The best part is there are no intro times, which is...
Some are
I kid because I love. It's Dead Air. So.